This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's cabinet says that it rejects unilateral recognition of a Palestinian state. The news came amidst growing calls by the United States and other countries for a two-state solution as the Middle East conflict worsens. VOA's Veronica Belderas Iglesias tells us more.
The Israeli cabinet's vote came a day after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli President Isaac Herzog on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference. While a strong supporter of the Jewish state, the United States has also been a longtime proponent of a two-state solution to permanently end the conflict in the Middle East. On the ground, Palestinians were seen Sunday inspecting the damage caused by an Israeli strike in Rafah, where the population is gearing up for an Israeli ground offensive. Already more than 28,000 Palestinians have been killed in the war, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
United Nations top court Monday opens a week of hearings on legal consequences of Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories, with more than 50 states due to address the judges. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
In 2022, the UN General Assembly asked the court for an advisory or non-binding opinion on Israel's occupation. While Israel has ignored such opinions in the past, it could pile on political pressure over its ongoing war in Gaza, which has killed about 29,000 Palestinians, according to Gaza health officials, since October 7th. Among countries scheduled to participate in the hearings are the United States, Israel's strongest supporter, China, Russia, South Africa, and Egypt. Israel will not, although it has sent written observations. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Days after Alexei Navalny's death in Russian custody, world leaders and mourners are expressing outrage and sadness over the loss of a longtime critic of the Kremlin and President Vladimir Putin. VOA's Rasha Arbasadi reports.
Russia officially blames Navalny's death on an undisclosed illness at the Arctic penal colony where he was serving a 19-year sentence. Western leaders aren't buying it. U.S. President Joe Biden.
Make no mistake, Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Putin is responsible. What has happened to Navalny is yet more proof of Putin's brutality. No one should be fooled, not in Russia, not at home, not anywhere in the world.
And as protesters left flowers and notes near the Russian embassy in London, people in Moscow did the same, calling Navalny a hero who fought for freedom. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Australian media say that at least 53 men have been massacred in an escalation of tribal violence in Papua New Guinea. That's according to a top police official in the country, saying that to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation that the men were members of a tribe, their allies and mercenaries who were on their way to attack another tribe when they were ambushed. The police official said more victims were expected to be found after the attack Sunday in the nation's remote highlands. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called the news of the massacre disturbing and said his government was ready to assist the New Guinea, which is a police department, which is Australia's nearest neighbor and the largest single recipient of Australian foreign aid. The debate in Australia about immigration policy and border protection has been reignited after the arrival of about 40 men reportedly from Pakistan and Bangladesh in Western Australia. The Australian policy called Operation Sovereign Borders orders the country's navy to tow or turn away migrant boats. VOA's Phil Mercer has more.
Conservative opposition leader Peter Dutton told reporters that the Labor government had lost control of the nation's borders.
I don't know whether the same level of surveillance is being undertaken as was the case when we were in government.
But Prime Minister Anthony Albanese told local media that his government remains committed to securing Australia's maritime borders.
Operation Sovereign Borders is in place. If you arrive here by boat, you will not be settled here.
Migrants arriving by boat seeking asylum in Australia are not committing a crime. Australia calls them unauthorised maritime arrivals. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.